Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the show. Tributes pour in for brilliant and incomparable astrologer Mystic Meg as she dies at the age of 80. Mystic Meg, the sun's brilliant and incomparable resident astrologer, has died at the age of 80. It has been confirmed. Where are we with star signs? I like to look at mine now and again. I like to have a bit of fun reading my star sign. I mean, the thing about Aries is we don't really believe in star signs.
That's difficult.
Do you get it as a gag? Yeah. It's good. It's funny, isn't it? Yeah. It's really funny. How are you with your star signs, Rachel?
Do you know, I used to always read them, especially when I was like a teenager at school. I used to like really set a lot of store by them and try and interpret them whatever way it suited you. But I haven't read mine for years.
Well,
I'm Gemini.
Mystic Meg, even though she's no longer with us, has she written the stars for today's sun?
Yes. Yeah.
Are they in there?
Yeah.
So is this going to be her last star signs, or does she write ahead of time? So you can, if these are the last ones, you should check them out. Your last ever horoscope by Mystic Meg in today's sun. That is absolutely awesome. It's interesting you say that about, you know, as a younger person, you look at the star, your star signs, and you start to talk about them and you interpret them to you frame them so they sort of go your way, if you like. But what's lovely about it is it just gets you thinking about things and being a bit more sort of mindful about who you are and what might happen that day. You know, it's just, that is very helpful. Maybe that's why they work. I don't know.
Would you like your Aries star sign
yes,
for today?
Please, yes.
You
from
are
Mystic Meg. From Mystic Meg.
Yes, this is from Mystic Meg.
What page are we talking?
42 of the Sun.
Page 42 of the Sun. Here we go. Mystic Meg's last ever star signs in
you,
the Sun.
You, Christopher.
Yes.
Are ready to strip a passion partnership plan back to basics and work it out again, step by step. The key is not to rush crucial stages and make room in your plans, however tight they may be, for some fun. Pluto pushes you to be more selfish at work and at home. Aim to put your needs first.
Hey, Pluto! Just read the first bit again, please, if you don't mind.
You are ready to strip a passion partnership plan back to basics.
All right, so that's you and me, pal.
Well, okay, let's strip us back to basics.
Okay, well, I mean, you're pretty much already there. I've got to just rewind and try and get back there with you. Today,
that's
Vasa's.
Fine.
Today, Vasa's.
Do you want Gemini?
Yeah.
Okay. Go Gemini.
You can talk or write your way towards travel prizes today.
Oh.
So keep an eye out for competitions. The bigger, the better.
Bingo, bongo.
Bongo, bingo. I might win a Henry Hoover.
Is that what the prize
yes.
is?
Yes.
Okay, Rachel's
and a
going,
mobility scooter.
Rachel's going to Bongo Bingo tonight. She lives in Chesham, which is this beautiful leafy suburb, you know, in Buckinghamshire, in the home counties. It's really nice. Her Bongo Bingo is back here at London Bridge this evening, which is just crazy.
I'm not thinking about it.
And I said, you know, you're gonna end up on the tube with all the crazies. She says, I'm going to leave early. The crazies start on a Friday. They start about 5 p.m. They've got a pretty big travel window, the crazies, on a Friday.
Okay.
Basically, if you're back on the tube between any time between 5 p.m. and 2 a.m., you're going to be with the crazies.
I'm going to have my ladies around me. We're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, they might not want to leave it. They all live in London.
No, my ladies all live in Chesham.
What? Hang on, this is the maddest thing I've ever heard.
But Bongo's Bingo doesn't have a Chesham venue.
I'm sure for the right price they could easily pop one up. You haven't thought this through, you guys.
We're going to have a brilliant time.
Yeah, we're going to have the best time ever, is what we're doing.
I'm really looking forward to the tube journey.
When it comes to love, you're hard to read and this may discourage an admirer. So if you are interested, try to show it. In a relationship, changing yourself can help your partner change too.
Changing? Why should I change myself?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you should change your partner.
What?
I'll tell you why. Because I get this.
Okay.
I'm doing the thing where you read in one.
Okay, go on
to
then.
To your
go
star
on.
Signs, what might be useful
tell me
to
why
you.
I should end my marriage.
Okay, I'll just back the truck up. Who are you married to?
Alex.
Okay, Alex...
The raging horn.
Exactly. Well, you last this time last week, he was just Alex Horn. Okay, the taskmaster, the band leader, the creator, architect and engineer of the horn section. But as of last Sunday, he's also Alex the Raging Horn, international man of wrestling. Yeah? So you don't have to change partner to be married to someone else for maybe an interesting hour. Or has he kept his singlet?
No.
He hasn't kept it?
He hasn't kept it. He was lent it.
No, you're not lent a singlet, are you, for wrestling?
Yes, they have all of the equipment.
No, I know, but surely that you get to keep it because you're, you know.
I'll ask him. Maybe he's secreted it somewhere.
But no, he wants that back. I'm just saying.
Fair question.
Did you think when you were watching him on Sunday, think, I hope he keeps the outfit?
Especially the chest hair wig.
We haven't really talked about, we've talked about pre and, you know, the event itself. We haven't talked about post.
Right.
Just for people who don't know, Alex Horn genuinely did this. He genuinely wrestled at the O2 last Sunday night in front of thousands of people. Yes.
The Indigo Ring.
Literally thousands of people in an actual wrestling ring. The thought of it makes my blood run cold. I would be scared to death. He went for wrestling lessons. He had choreography lessons. And we all know that WWF is choreographed. It's sort of real life superheroes in action. It's all the fun of the fair. But they get really, really injured. And they know what they're doing and it's all figured out, you know, and it's a collaboration. I don't think it's ever really a confrontation. It comes across like that. But they get extraordinarily injured to the extent that some of them has to be hospitalised and things like that. And this is when they're all agreeing what they're going to do in the ring.
And when they're professionals.
And they've been doing it since they were like 12.
Yeah.
How is he?
He's okay.
Did he sustain?
He hurt his hand. Of course, it was all pretty swollen and had some teeth marks in it.
Teeth marks?
Teeth marks.
What?
Yeah, but I think he was quite proud of that.
So somebody bit his hand?
Well, no, I think it's more Alex accidentally and rather forcefully put his hand into somebody's mouth when they weren't expecting it.
Yeah, that's what the lion tamers say. When things go wrong.
And so he was bleeding and swollen.
He put his head in the lion's mouth. Did he, actually? Teeth marks?
Yeah.
What? I thought you
were going to.
I thought you were going to say at one point he was a bit so stressed and so taut and so tense and, you know, in some potential, he bit his own hand.
No.
To subdue
else's
a scream.
Somebody else's teeth marks.
But it's, no, hang on a minute. Somebody else's teeth marks, Rach. I don't know. You look. I don't think we need a jury for this. If he has somebody else's teeth marks in his hand, that means somebody bit him.
Yeah.
He didn't put his
hand. Well, I think what he did was he flung his hand and he thought he'd knock this person's tooth out with the side of his hand.
No. Teeth marks means they bit down on him with a levering.
But there was puncture wounds.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody accidentally today puts their hand in my mouth, I'm not going to go, haha, you're right. Okay, you deserve a chomp for that. I'm just going to get my head out of the way. Yes.
But so, I think maybe if you're in a wrestling ring and that happens, your reflexes, oh!
Yeah, I must eat my opponent now. But you have eating previous in your family, don't you?
Oh, what have we done?
You said you want to eat your kids, or you could eat your kids.
No, I just nibble. Just a nibble.
You know you do nibble.
Just a little nibble.
Well, this is the thing, you see. It all starts at home.
The back of the neck. It's fine.
Yeah. If you want to know what it's with the parents.
The raging horn. So he was. By the way, he was in the ring for just short of 2 minutes, which I think is really impressive. He was exhausted.
Absolutely exhausted.
And if you ever do boxer size or anything like that, you'll get it. It's a brilliant way to train. If you've only got people say, I don't have time to go to the gym. I've only got 10 minutes. You only need two.
Yeah.
So forget all that. All that flotsam, excuse jetsam.
Yeah.
Wowza. Okay. No. So the thing is about your horoscope. You know, you can be married to Alex Horn. Alex, who you met at Cambridge.
Yeah.
You can be married to Alex, the comedy band leader.
Uh-huh.
You can be married to Alex, the BAFTA award-winning TV genius.
Yeah.
You can be married to Alex, the taskmaster. Who is the taskmaster? Is it Greg or is it Alex?
Greg is the taskmaster. Alex is the taskmaster's assistant.
Is he the flunky?
Yeah.
Okay, but happy to be the flunky.
Very,
He's the genius. He's like Whitehall. Isn't he?
He's a puppet master.
Yeah. Somebody claims to be prime minister or president, you know, but actually, you know.
It's the special advisor.
Are they called what are they?
Civil service.
Civil service.
Yeah, the special advisor.
That's what he is. You know, that's what he likes, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what he likes. And also, you can be married to the Raging Horn.
Could be.
I mean, if you have a good enough time tonight at Bongo Bingo, you know, you'll be saying, Alex, when you get home, Alex, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. I was at the top of the tower doing the show. You heard me doing the show with those two other Muppets. And then I came home. Then I went back into London with my girlfriends because they insanely booked Bongo Bingo back in London on a Friday night. And we all live here in leafy, gorgeous Chesham. However, it all went surprisingly well. I've had a cracking night out. I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but where's that wrestling singlet? I can see that happening. I can hear that happening.
Okay.
Excellent. We haven't been through the papers at all. We did one story.
We did the horoscopes.
Yeah, I know, but this is the thing. People like this bit of the show because they like us going through the papers. We haven't gone through the papers at all. Quickly, tributes. I've done that one. That's one story we did do. Mystic Meg. Frank Sinatra musical to open in Birmingham.
Nice.
So good they named it twice. Birmingham. UK's wonkiest pub for sale. Apparently the best thing about the wonkiest pub, which is in Himley in the West Midlands, and it is very wonky, isn't it? Leaning Tower of Pizza's got nothing. I'm so hungry. Pizza's got nothing on this pub. Apparently the best thing about this pub is, you know, when you've had one too many and you come out of this pub, you look at it.
It's perfectly normal.
How can you tell when a crab has had too much to drink?
It walks forward.
It walks straight. Yeah, it walks in a straight line. Oh, the surviving Middlesbrough shirt from... that's boring. Claire Balding revealed as new face of BBC's Wimbledon TV coverage. She's already done a lot of Wimbledon. As Sue did the night times or the big games, Claire always did the other games anyway, didn't she? So that's going to be matches.
She'll be great.
Matches, I apologize. Mm-hmm. She'll be amazing. She is amazing. Mm. AI creates pictures by reading people's minds. I'm not too bothered about AI ever since, you know, I had this amazing podcast about AC. So you can have artificial intelligence that can go as far as you like. Doesn't really matter as long as you don't get AC, artificial consciousness.
Not air conditioning.
No, because what happens is we are conscious. You know, that's our genius. We are conscious. We have consciousness. If you don't know what that is, basically a very simple form is if you can contemplate what it's like being you. So you are you and you can contemplate what it's like being you. That is consciousness. And AI just can't do that. And it never, you'll never, ever, ever be able to do that because the universe has got our back. So I'm all right with that. You know, rocks have consciousness. You know, trees have consciousness. Just a very low level of consciousness compared to what we have. I think other things have more consciousness than we do. I'm okay with that. I'm quite relaxed with that on a Friday morning. Yeah?
I think I am too. Okay. I've been listening to Michael A. Singer talking. And when he talks... Everything's fine.
All right, today's International Bagpipe Day. We've had a good week of International Days. Good run, actually, of International Days over the last few weeks. International Bagpipes Day! If you weren't awake before, then you're awake now! Any words to this song? Because we all know this tune. It's incredible that we all know the melody of a bagpipe tune. Just the one, and this is it.
Is it called Gordon?
Ta-da. I feel like there would be words to this. I feel like there are words
should
to this somewhere.
Words.
The raging horn and bongo bingo, never too late. Go with the crazies on the tube, we're gonna win. If you win a Henry the Hoover,
yep.
Which is the main prize at Bongo Bingo tonight.
I think actually a mobility scooter is the main prize.
What?
And they say if you can't take it home, you've got 48 hours to collect it from the venue.
No, you just take it home. You drive it all the way.
To Chesham.
To Chesham. And you're one of those people that get arrested for driving a golf buggy the wrong way up or down or across the motorway. Didn't Bill Murray get arrested for that once? I think Bill Murray got arrested for driving a golf buggy in all the wrong ways. I think he'd been out for like days. Maybe he hadn't, maybe... I think Bill Murray, I think he was cautioned for some nefarious golf buggy action.
It's funny, isn't it?
Oh, okay, drunk driving in Sweden.
That's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
No, I was going to bring in Freddie and the pedalo.
Yeah, that's not
just
good.
Just do
your bagpipe joke. Go on.
Okay, well, it's an international bagpipe joke for International Bagpipe
Day. Do you want the bagpipes or do you want it without the bagpipes? Without.
Let's go without.
And then we'll exclaim the joke, we'll punctuate the joke because I feel it's going to need it, with some bagpipes.
What is the French definition of a gentleman? This is true. This is the French define a gentleman.
Right.
Somebody...
That was terrible. Terrible.
It wasn't.
No, you... This joke,
you can't in the middle of the joke. That was terrible.
You interrupted yourself. The format of that joke is, what do you call a blah, blah, blah? I don't know what you call a blah, blah, blah. And there's a rhythm to humour.
You don't know the joke. You don't know the joke. I am telling the joke to the best of the joke's ability.
Vassos, he dispatches people to go and get coffee for him from the coffee shop. And then he makes them order a decaf macchiato, and the whole team, they can't stand ordering it. It's embarrassing. He thinks it's really funny. Felix, who used to be a barista, when people used to ask for this ridiculous order, what did you call it?
Call it a why bother.
Yeah. Oh, you want a why bother,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Is that a decaf Americano? What? Yeah, what's the point?
But a decaf macchiato, even, because it's their minute, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's an espresso with a...
with a little bit of... foam on top.
A little bit of foam on top.
Yeah.
So you've just brought Vassos, you very kindly brought Vassos his decaf macchiato.
Yeah.
And he said, was that a double?
What's the difference?
Well, there's nothing in it anyway.
Yeah.
And he's like got the right hump because it's a double.
You carry on with your caffeine addiction over there. Mm. I'm very happy. I'd like the taste.
Well, you're
of
clearly
my
not happy with it because you said, it's a double.
Once again, I like the taste of this. I don't need the caffeine.
Right.
It's like hummus.
Okay.
You like the taste of hummus.
Yep.
It doesn't need caffeine in it for you to want hummus on your toast.
Calm down. People are listening to this.
Caffeine in your hummus.
That's not making it uncomfortable.
So all I'm saying is,
calm down.
I'm calm. I'm the
you
one who's
you don't
decaf.
Sound calm.
I'm calm and decaf.
Okay, go on.
This is
yes
a very chic, very elegant coffee.
It's like a flat white.
No, it doesn't. It does if you get me a double.
Okay. Carry on.
It's a sort of coffee you drink with your little finger out.
No, that's fine.
And in
what's
Paris,
your problem with it being a double?
In
please, we haven't got time for the rest of it. What's the problem with it being a double?
This is a bit big.
Well, just drink half of it.
Okay.
Problem solved.
You can save the other half for tomorrow and then they have to order it once.
Yeah, and drink it on your own.
You love it. You love ordering it,
by
really.
The way, there are words to the bagpipe tune. I didn't know this. Hark, when the night is falling, hear the bagpipes calling, loudly and proudly calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a-leaping, high as the spirits of the old Highland man. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain hame, hame, April standards, gloriously wave. Land of my endeavour, land of shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. See what I did then?
You went into the accent.
Yeah, because I earned
it.
I earned the respect of the Scottish people, of the Scots.
Yeah,
and
all of them.
They thought, he's not going to patronise us with the accent. And then once they could see that I was completely committed to honouring Scotland the Brave, sung by Robert Wilson, I thought, I think they'll forgive me a little bit of...
Yeah, I think they would.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Vassos, it isn't sophisticated at all. Mark, who's a Costa manager, decaf macchiato, absolute nonsense.
What do you mean? You haven't qualified that.
What?
I mean, you're a Costa manager, but you haven't qualified
it's
the
like
absolute nonsense.
It's like Aussie Jane about Australia, which you did in the first half hour. You know, arguing with a Costa manager about coffee.
Yes.
Hilarious. You're hilarious.
He's got skin in the game.
Yeah.
Mm.
You mean he's an expert? Another way of phrasing that.
I'm not sure that the coffee shops would be so successful if most people had decaf coffee.
According to
you
your
can sort of take
extensive
it or leave it.
Business research, your diploma. Amy in Portsmouth says, morning, Chris and the team. Another great bagpipe tune on International Bagpipe Day is Highland Cathedral. It's what the Scottish rugby team come out to at Murrayfield and also what I walked down the aisle to on my wedding day. Makes me well up every time I hear it. By the way, Six Nations this weekend. I'm very excited. Very excited. Come on, Vassos. Who's playing where?
We have Italy against Wales, 2:15 in Rome on Saturday, followed by England, France at Twickenham, 4:45. And then it's Scotland, Ireland at that there Murrayfield at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
I love all the matches, you know. I love the Italy game least. I'm just being honest. I think it's the same with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they've earned their chops, but it's never something to look forward to that much. But England, France, 4:45, Saturday afternoon. Oh, yes,
Alex
please.
Is going to it. The rugby.
Mm.
Yeah, he's going.
He's probably playing.
Yeah.
Well, he did say he might put his hand up.
Yeah, of course he'd take his boots, wouldn't he? That's what he was going to do there. Right, cinch of the week, please. My cinch of the week was this urethral milking that I was taught to do. So basically, I went to see a urologist about the comfort breaks that I have to take in the night, which are discomfort breaks, to be honest. You know, I'm up to 10 a night sometimes. Last Sunday was 10 times. I went to see this guy, very clever guy. Took 2 months to wait to go and see him. Obviously, a complete genius. You know, one of those people you go and see, one of those professionals you go and see, who completely put me at ease. And you're so grateful for that. I could cry when people do that. You know, so good. Bedside manner, you know, your sort of examination room manner, whatever you want to call it. You know, oh, the opposite of white coat syndrome. Completely put me at ease. Because obviously I was going to see a urologist, I paid 10x more attention to my personal hygiene that morning, and he didn't examine me. And I was a little bit disappointed about that, purely because I was nearly late for work, if I'm being really honest. You know, it's a half hour appointment, and 25 minutes in, I thought, he said, are you all right? Because for the first time in 25 minutes, I looked a little bit concerned. And it had all gone really well, you know. I said, are you all right? I said, are you going to examine me? He went, I don't need to. I said, oh. He said, I can if you want. I said, no, it's fine, it's fine. It's just had nothing. And then we carried on. But this was after the great relief of urethral milking. So what happens is, you know, if, not to everyone, but this is a big deal for lots and lots of people. And so sometimes as you get older, you know, your body has been around for a long time. It's been challenging gravity, you know, since you were born. This is a real thing. This is why our skin goes saggy. This is why our teeth tend to cluster at the front of our mouth as we get older. That's all gravity. That's it's the same thing. You know, things go south. They say, you know, businesses go south. You know, your body goes south. Relationships go south. Blah, blah, blah. Go south. They go south. They go down. It's all based on what happens to us as human beings. The same thing is true of obviously your inner engineering, if you like, you know, your plumbing. And so what happens is the things that used to be able to keep things in when you wanted them in tend to let things out more than is convenient. And when you want, this is the bit people don't get. When you want things to come out, you've also lost a bit of that as well. And things tend to stay in. It's not fair, but it's life, right? One of the things about wanting to pee all night, let's be honest about this, is the urge to pee. And it can be psychological, you know, it can be real, it can be an infection, it can be an overactive bladder, it can be issues with urethra, especially if you've had kidney stones like I have, you know, so it can be a blocked urethra, there can be crystals in your urine. I now have crystals in mine again, which means that more kidney stones are sort of pending, I would imagine, because they saw that. They saw organisms in my urine as well, which could suggest an infection. It's not because of very low level. Anyway, loads and loads and loads and loads of stuff. But one of the reasons that's so easily curable, and this is why I wanted to talk about it, is you may no longer be able to clear the last little bit of your bladder when you go to urinate. So therefore, if you're taught how to carry out urethral milking, then you can sort that out. And it's very simple. You know, it's one action, one time with your hand down where you probably can imagine, and it's at the back of your scrotum. And basically what you do is he taught me to do this one particular action, and you do it, and that just clears the bit of your bladder that you no longer have what it takes to clear. And I've been doing it this week, and I'm down from 10 comfort breaks on Sunday to 3 last night.
That's fantastic.
It's game change. That's wow. Why I come in full of beans. This is why I've had some sleep.
Yeah.
For the first time in years. I could cry, honestly. Yeah. So it's game changer. Absolute game changer. You know, and to be honest, I did go for 3 comfort breaks last night, and I checked the clock. And if you're an insomniac, checking the clock when you wake up is not helpful. But I'm not an insomniac. It's this peeing thing that's the problem. And the first time I woke up was like 1:10. I mean, I'd had 4 hours sleep. Like, literally, I could hear angels singing. I could hear the bagpipes ahead of International Bagpipe Day, you know. And then I woke up again, and I need to go to clear a bit more. And then the third time, I sort of just went for old time's sake.
But do you think you could have just turned over and gone back to sleep?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, look, the point is, that's a nuance, and thank you for saying that. But from 10 to 3, we're done. Yeah. We're done. If it's 3 for the rest of my life, we're done. That's why I wanted to talk about it. So important, isn't it?
Brilliant.
That's great. That's such good news. That's really great.
Talking of pipes, let's have the bagpipe joke, shall we? On International Bagpipe Day from Vassos Alexander.
What is the French definition of a gentleman.
I don't know, Vassos. Do it with me, come on.
Let's start. We're going to get this right. Let's start. Should we do it in French? Je ne sais pas.
Ne
savons pas, Vassos.
Go on.
What is the French definition of a gentleman?
Nous ne savons pas. Qu'est-ce que c'est la définition of en
français, un homme gentil? Homme.
Somebody who knows how to play the bagpipes, but doesn't.
Oh, how to endear yourself to the Earl of Scotland.
That's hilarious.
Well, it's also quite...
offensive.
It's quite offensive.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Well, that beautiful
tune. And also blame the French.
Oh, so you're...
Well, two nations in one.
Mic drop.
This is a Six Nations trash talk session. That's what this is.
Well, thank you for helping him to...
That's what he's at.
...potentially disguise it as that, as opposed to...
Just a few more to go.
You may have just heard Vassos handing his P45 live on the air, which is quite incredible,
hilarious.
I think.
Hilarious. But doesn't.
We had the comedy trombone ready for the punchline, but clearly I didn't deploy it. Nothing to do with us. That's Vassos on his own over there in the corner. You got to get back on the caffeine, mate. Seriously. Dean in Sandbank says, Chris, thanks so much for the recommendation, re-ethereal milking. Now, check it out online. There are guides to how to do it online. It's really important. It's really simple. Honestly, it's so... I mean, it couldn't be any simpler. And it's a game changer, life changer for me. You know, I literally got up 3 times last night, slept for 4 hours, you know, in one session, which is unheard of. That's my wife. Unheard of. I've been really struggling, says Dean, with a similar issue. So we'll be definitely giving it a go. Mira quite rightly said, and it occurred to me, honestly, it occurred to me, it's like, you know, what is the female equivalent of that? I don't know. You know, we will find out. I'll phone up Mark and ask him, my guy. But it is more of a male issue to do with the prostate and things like that. But I'm sure there must be a female equivalent of it. Aidan in Nasing says, excellent news on your sleeping. Thanks to a new mattress, I can now sleep almost all night and not wake every 20 minutes as I used to. I've been tired for 15 years. Now stop sleeping at my desk during the day. I get it. I hear you. Absolutely changed the pillows. I changed the temperature in my bedroom. I've done everything. Mattress, you know, everything over the years and getting ready for where I am now, which is better. And only more to come, I think. Lizette says, I so get where Vassos is coming from. An espresso is an espresso. Decaf or not, and a double is more watery and not frothy enough. In France, a macchiato is called a noisette. An espresso with a cloud of milk. Perfection.
Yes, Lizette. Si, Lizette. Oui, Lizette. Merci, Lizette. T'aime, Lizette.
Don't talk about we. I've just got off we. Lots of it psychological. You know that. Long time listener, first time texter. Oh, baby. This is from a proud Scot in Scott from Arbroath. Imagine being a Scottish and being called Scott. That's pretty cool. So we'd have to be called Ing for that, wouldn't we? You'd have to be called Gre for that, wouldn't you? Scotland the Brave, you nailed it, Chris. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much. I thought I might have done, but I didn't want to say so myself, unusually for me. All right, so your big three for the weekend. Let's have loads of your cinches of the week. 8722, start your text with your cinch with Virgin. And we'll do loads of those between 8 and 10. We've got some great guests coming up on the show. We've got the Kitchen Disco for you after 8 o'clock. And the team, they've given us their wins of the week, their cinches of the week, and also their big threes for the weekend. Our plans get you in the mood for yours. Yours gets us in the mood for ours. It's reciprocal, it's mutual, it's beneficial. It's an upward spiral. It's a win, 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 win. Keep on winning. However, of course, when it comes to anything Vassos claims, one must not be cynical, but, you know, adopt a healthy dose of scepticism where anything he says, all right, Stan.
Really, though?
Yeah, here we go. Big threes for the week, Vassos, from the team sheet here. I'll put it in context. Rachel's getting needled at an acupuncture session, living it up with the mums at Bongo Bingo this evening and roasting a chicken. Mm-hmm. Not great news for the chicken, that, but I understand. Trivic Tilly is helping her eldest pal, Alicia, celebrate her birthday, helping out with another friend's top secret birthday. Shh, surprise. And whipping out her England top to watch the Six Nations. Showbiz John is getting together with some friends to watch the Six Nations, having an epic clear out of his garage and taking Lyra to her first ballet exam. Is that fair enough? Did I get that right? Is that fine? Did I say that right? Lyra? Yeah, no problem. Good. Sorry, I thought I got something wrong then. He gave me a look. Aussie Jane is heading to Brighton for her friend Ryan's 40th, making sure Bobby carbs up for his longest training run ahead of the London Marathon and going to Tooting Market. Vassos claims he's going to see a new play, The Unfriend. He claims he's also having lunch at Langan's. And he also claims he's taking Cocktail Caroline for a night away at a posh hotel. That's what he claims. But we never know. It could all be fiction.
All true. All is true.
Well, your one of your big threes from last week wasn't true.
What was that?
You said in your big three list last Friday, you are going to finish off painting Mary's bedroom.
Well, I aimed to.
Yeah. On Wednesday, you let slip and you thought none of us noticed that the bloke who came to paint Mary's bedroom was round.
You know,
so how is that you finishing painting Mary's bedroom?
No, I accept that there was an element of me not doing it.
This
but
is what I'm saying.
He did all of the things.
Yes.
Right? And I did the, like, so the walls are acid green and yeah. then the ceiling and the little bit at the top of the walls
yes.
is it's something called St. Giles blue. It's like sky blue. It looks great.
None of this is interesting.
It looks great.
None of this is interesting.
It is a bit.
You're just hoping you talk for long enough for everybody
and
to
then,
forget.
And then
yes.
the radiators yes. needed a freshen up repaint.
I thought you were a heated wallpaper guy.
I want to be. Oh, I will be. The radiators looked a bit sort of mucky yes. after the. So I finished this week. Me and this is me and my right hand and a paintbrush.
Right.
Finished painting the radiators and a bit of the back of the door the same grey that it used to be, okay. but just not.
Okay. Once again, you're filibustering. When did you do that?
Did that on Monday.
Monday. Okay. What you said last Friday was, this weekend, you're going to finish painting Mary's bedroom.
And I didn't do it.
No, you didn't do it. Some other bloke did.
No, he did the rest of it. Mark did the rest of it brilliantly.
When?
Oh, last week. there was some more that needed doing, and I just wanted the room. You know me. It has to be perfect.
No. We don't know you, but we will never give up trying to find out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who's on next, Vassos?
He's a World Cup winning English rugby icon who, it turns out, is also pretty good at rolling little cheeses around a maypole. He returns to his Italian roots in the new Amazon Prime show Live Italian out today. So, bienvenuti to the still very scrummy Lawrence Dallaglio.
Back off, easy there with your fanboying, Vassos. Good morning, Lawrence.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. So, first of all, how was TalkSport? What went down there? I heard you give me a bit of grief.
No. No, never give you grief. No, I can't wait to get up to Chris Evans' show, to be honest with you.
I heard Brazil was talking about the fact that if I do go to Cheltenham next week, I'll go toe-to-toe with him and I'll stand no chance.
Well, of course, you've got a security guard now.
Are you coming?
Of course, yeah.
I'm
there Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, I'm only allowed 2 days.
Really?
So I can only manage the first 2 days, which I think are probably the best 2 days.
So, because Brazil will survive. He will sustain the whole week, won't he?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I used to be on his show once a week and I don't know how I survived one day, let alone...
What is that man made of?
I don't know. He's a medical miracle, isn't he?
I don't think he's human. I think he's something else. Something else going on. Just come a bit closer to the mic there, Lars, if you don't mind. So we might be going Friday. All very exciting.
Yeah.
And so in between Shrinking last night, I was watching you all over Italy, my friend. So Live Italian premieres on Prime Video from today.
Yeah.
You star in one episode. First of all, can you confirm your Italian credentials, please?
So io sono italiano. My father, Vincenzo, first generation, lives on the same street, Madrid Road.
Not that he ever Vassos. Mentions it.
No.
Barely ever.
Barely ever mentions it. First generation Italian. My mother was East End Irish, which makes me a very dangerous Englishman. But no, Live Italian was a fantastic... I mean, it's a tough gig, isn't it? Would you like to go around Italy? We'll give you a wonderful host in Martin Castrogiovanni. 5 days travelling, eating, drinking responsibly, of course, and enjoying yourself with beer and Moretti. We had a load of challenges, cheese rolling. We did ape racing. We played Calcio Storico. We did Tamburello, which
so
is...
It opens with, like, massive tennis or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it was tennis with a tambourine. I mean, only in Italy can they come up with those kind of sports where you play tennis with a tambourine.
In the local square?
In the local
or...
square. Yeah. And we played against each other, and... I seem to win because, as Castro said, Italy always get the wooden spoon, don't they?
No, you did. You talk about rugby in it, don't you? Yeah. You know, and they lose at rugby because they win at everything else.
Well, they're just. It's. I mean, do you know what? The premise of the show was to take me from the fast pace of London over to Italy to learn how to slow down. Because Lawrence, you live life too quickly, and he's right. And so it was about living the Italian way and slowing down and enjoying yourself. Because, as they say, how do you stop an Italian from talking? You tie his hands behind his back, don't you, really? Because
it's very good.
They do love a little natter.
They do
don't
love
they?
A gesticulation or two,
absolutely.
Don't they? And one of the first things that happens is they pile you in. A three-wheeler. Is it a Vespa? Was it a Vespa?
It's called an Ape, which is it's basically like an Italian Rodney Trotter.
An Ape means in Italian bee, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Because it buzzes around like a bee.
But I mean, can you imagine? Castro must be, what, about 140 kilos, something like that? I mean, I'm no slouch at about 125.
It's hilarious. So it's hilarious.
The pair of us. I mean, this thing does about 30 miles an hour at the best of times.
Wind behind.
Yeah, well,
downhill.
So, listen, we had a lot of fun. We really,
but
really
that,
did.
Because that's like, you know, Starsky and Hutch had the Camara. Yeah. This is your Camara.
It is, yes. It's where we spent all of our time in Italy.
It's
with
so
them.
Funny.
I mean, we had such
Stick
a...
another shot in them, in the Ape three-wheeler.
I promise you now. But, you know, we did some... I mean, Italy, as, you know, any of you listeners and you know, is just a beautiful place.
Yeah, so where did you go? Which bit did you go to?
Torino, which is my father's birthplace,
right.
And where he's from. We then went on to Florence, and we had some amazing day there. We went to a place called Pienza in Tuscany, which is the cheese rolling. It's not like British cheese rolling.
No, I think I've been there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is it on top of a mountain?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I think when we did the Mille Miglia motorcar race, I think we go around there for a check-in point.
It's just beautiful. You think to yourself...
Cobble streets.
Yes, absolutely. And then we got picked sides and did a bit of cheese rolling and...
Would that be a fortress town then, do you think?
It is, yes, yeah. In fact, most of the Italian... I'm not sure why, because they don't particularly like fighting. Anyway, but they built most of the...
But there was a suggestion they might.
We make wine, we make food, and they do that very well. But that nearly every town is almost, you know, on a hill, isn't it? Because fortified for some reason.
And the other episodes, though, that you're nodding, because you get sort of one each, don't they? They take somebody with a bit of Italian in them to go and live Italian. And there's a team of three.
Yes.
So you got the chap...
Martin Castrogiovanni, who is a superstar in Italy. He was an ex-Italian rugby player over 100 times for Italy. And since he's retired, he's become what the equivalent of... He's a judge on Italy's Got Talent. So everywhere we went in Italy, they stopped him. It was like a day off for me. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And he was a superstar. And then, of course, Jack Whitehall did the first episode.
Yeah.
I mean, he's quite funny when he wants to be.
Yeah, of course he is.
And Maya Jama. So, you know, it's three quite unique. Obviously, they needed someone with Italian heritage. So that was me. And
it's
we had
funny,
a lot of fun.
Because when I saw him, I thought, oh, that's the guy. Because he looked so different in the Italian team, didn't he?
He did.
I thought, you know, you always thought, because some very pretty boys in the Italian team, even though they play rugby for a living on a daily basis. But he always had that... He almost looked like he should have been on stage at half-time with the guitar.
He's a prop, isn't he? And
but his hair's...
When you look at it, I mean, you know what the Italians are like, not the face. I mean, it wouldn't be typical for them to play rugby, really, would they?
actory.
But he was superb. And actually, he was an amazing rugby...
That's why they get beat all the time.
He was an amazing rugby player.
They don't
amazing.
Fear rugby, they just fear ugly.
But he's probably most remembered for being in a picture with Ibrahimovic in Las Vegas, I think he just left Toulon, and he said to his mum and he said to the coaches, I'm just going to go and get a bit of treatment on my knee. And then the next thing, they saw him in Vegas with Ibrahimovic.
A little bit unfortunate, that one. Yeah. Try and stay off camera if you're not on the continent you claim to be on. Now, you have a bit of previous with Italian food and your sauces.
Yes.
How much do you love cooking? Tell us about that. Yeah. Tell us about...
Well, I mean, listen, Italian father, Vincenzo, still alive, 88. And it was a big part of me growing up. You know, it's, you know, he instilled those kind of, you know, you come to the house, you're not leaving without eating. So we'd always have food there. Yeah, and it just became a big part of life. And when we lost my mother, who was a big, you know, big life force, I said to my dad, come on, let's do a cookbook together. And we did, and we had a lot of fun. So, I mean, it just turned out that I played rugby. I'm not quite sure why. Obviously, wasn't good enough at football. And I can catch. They didn't put me in a boat, thankfully, so that was good.
So the familial thing, you know, about the sort of, you know, the clustering. Was there always a pot of tomato sauce on simmering on the back burner? Because that's what I want to think about your house.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there was always food on the go.
Right.
And, you know, and if you came in, you know, as I said, with Italian father, there's no short conversation. No, please sit down. Is that an invitation, a promise, or a threat?
Yeah.
And you have to eat. So we'd always have two or three different dishes going.
Can we go from the linguine to the locker room? And can we take that sort of fatherly, paternal kind of, you know, arms around attitude? Did you take that with you? Did that help when you were in charge of the England team?
Yeah, well, I mean, it sort of I took the emotional side of it very much.
Right.
Because, you know, the Italians are quite... I mean, what I found growing up is that... My dad and mum used to pick me up from school, and I'd go and give them a big, sort of, you know, two kisses. And all my English friends are looking at me again. That's a bit strange.
Yeah, it's a bit sissy.
A bit kissing his parents. Yeah. You know. Now, of course, it's, you know, it's a done thing. But I think the outward displays of emotion are very normal and very natural in Italy.
Yeah.
And it was just something that was very much part of it. You know, just rugby is a simple sport. It's obviously quite technical, but it is actually about what's going on in the head and the heart. And connecting the head and the heart is actually quite important.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can do that, you can be quite successful.
You're so right, because you can have the biggest heart in the world, but it's useless without the right strategy.
Yeah.
And you can have a really smart head, but it's no good without the courage, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's hooking the two up. Because we talk about it a lot on the show. IQ, EQ, BQ.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Intellectual quota, emotional quota, and then you get the physical quota. Yeah. And they've all got to be in line within the individuals, and then from individual to individual within the team and the coaching staff. And that's why a team that on paper isn't as good as another can wipe, like Liverpool, Man United.
Yeah,
sorry to bring it back to that, but Liverpool were firing on all cylinders, and they were, you know, if you were tuning the engine, somebody had sorted them out for last Sunday, and Man United fell apart. And it's as simple as that sometimes.
It is, and it's the one-off nature of those games. But it's... Yeah, I mean, it's a tough game. You know, if I was choosing to a career again, I wouldn't choose to be a rugby player. I mean, getting your face smashed in all over the world is overrated, I can assure you.
What would you choose?
Well, something a little bit easier on the body, really.
If you were to do another sport, what might you have been any good at?
Well, we all think we're good at football. But
what about goalie?
But we're not really. Yeah, maybe a big goalie. Yeah, I mean, hands, you know.
Agile, big hands, quite tall, bit of a presence.
We've all seen some Italian goalkeepers, haven't we? Zoff and...
Let's go back to Italian rugby briefly, because how much is the not the face, not the face thing, right? And if it is a thing, and it's a very funny thing anyway, but if it is some kind of thing somewhere, right, could they be much better than they are at rugby?
I think they could, yeah. I think they could. Listen, you're never going to compete with football. Football's religion in Italy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But what they have got is they've suddenly emerged as some very, you know, with some very young, talented rugby players. And there is some tough people in Italy that as we know. And they, you know, what they probably need is to be awarded a Rugby World Cup to actually experience that. We saw in Japan. I mean, everyone went to Japan for the first time, and they've changed beyond belief. I think there's one in 2032 in the US, and we all know what they're capable of. So if the Italians actually got a game of rugby, never mind the rugby, it'd just be a great place for fans to go and have a good time.
Could it be
time.
Because they have such a nice time anyway?
Yeah, I think
so. It's like,
so.
We'll have a game of rugby. It's not the be-all and end-all for us, to be honest.
No, but they always look the best, don't they?
They look great.
The kit. I mean, I captained England against Italy in the first ever game of the Six Nations in 2000, which is 23 years ago, and I thought, wow, the kit's good. And the ball boys came out, and I thought, I need one of those for
it's
my son.
It's the blue. What is that Italian shade of blue?
Roba di Capa. It's azzurri blue.
Because it's a different blue. You don't see it. It's not a royal blue. It's just the Italian blue. What is it called again?
Azzurri. And then the music starts and the anthem. I mean, I thought we had a good anthem, but I mean, which we do. But I mean, it goes on.
Well, hang on a minute. They've got like two or three.
Well, it goes on for it.
It changes. You think, hang on, is this the same song? Doesn't it? Even they don't know where they're up to sometimes.
So they sing. They love eating. They don't mind the odd drop of the good stuff.
Vino.
I mean, perfect for rugby.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. Anybody want to jump in?
I loved the Italian quote that you gave. What was it? You can catch up on a good night's sleep, but you can't catch up on a good night out.
Well, that's a great quote. That was an
Eileen Delalio quote from my mother. It might have not quite been Italian. You can always catch up on a good night's sleep. So when you know you get one of your mates say, oh, no, I don't really feel up to it, I'm not coming out, but you can always catch up on a good night's sleep, but never a good night out.
I'm employing tonight.
Well, that comes from your mum.
Yeah. Well, when you come in at 2 o'clock in the morning, say, "Geez, you're home awfully early tonight." Yeah. Get yourself back out there.
Oh my God. That's us. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Martin says, "Right, we're going to Florence." "No, I'm Lawrence." "No, we're going to Florence." "No, I'm Lawrence." "Oh, Florence."
Honestly,
that rugby that you play during. So there's a sort of version of rugby with a little bit more kind of Italian flair. Yeah. I like that sport.
Well, it was called calcio. I had no idea. It's the most ancient form of rugby, called calcio storico, and it exists in Florence. And they split the city of Florence up into four regions, depending on where you're born. And actually, you know, remember that film Con Air?
Yeah.
It's a bit like they've just released everyone off the plane and put them on a pitch. I mean, it was literally 27 aside and sort of a mixture of handball, boxing. I thought to myself,
wrestling.
I mean, this is like, you know, something out of Warriors or something. I mean, it was.
Somebody should do this.
It was amazing. Show. But what happens afterwards is, you know, they all obviously have a bit of a scrap, and then they all sit down and have food together and just, you know, break bread
it's
and
therapy,
drink wine.
It's just therapy, physical therapy. That's
so,
all it is.
So everything in Italy is just is a means to an end. It's about getting to the table again and sitting down and talking and living Italian.
You know, we turn tables, you know, in this country, don't we? Well, you know, if you can be here by three. That's fine, but we'll need the table back at 4:30. In Italy, it's 4:30 the next day. You're sitting down, you're sitting
down.
Well,
that's the whole idea.
That's the point, isn't it?
I don't know why in England we're in this hurry to do everything.
I know.
You know, can you drink? No, you know.
Because we think there's going to be another war.
And in Italy, it's about slowing down. It's about just taking your time and, you know, enjoying it.
Can I ask you this about you know, when you get a great spread like that, because we've all been there, you know, we've all recreated it, we've ordered it, if we're fortunate enough to do so at restaurants, we've been inspired by telly, by shows like yours and about, you know, Keith Floyd or Rick Stein or all our favourites, you know, Saturday Kitchen, whatever it may be. And then you get this amazing spread and you think, I want all this. But obviously, I don't want to get too full too quickly. Is it a grazing thing? Because that's not what we do. So
no, it's not, but it's, you know, I mean, I got married in Italy in Lake Como. We had 17 courses. My best man was like, "Can I speak today, please?" But I think on the Live Italian show, Castro and I obviously do these challenges, and whoever loses at the end has to cook the meal for the other person. And we brought a few people from each of the challenges we did along with us. So we had this incredible kind of, you know, feast, you know, which went on for about 3 or 4 hours.
By the way, he can cook by the looks of it. If he did that himself.
Yeah, it looks like he's eaten most of it himself as well, doesn't it?
Well, you clearly had an amazing time.
Good fun.
What do you want to do again? What's the result of the film? What's the word on the street about the show?
Well, listen, I mean, hopefully it's incredibly well received. It drops today on Amazon Prime, 3 different episodes. I mean, very watchable, very enjoyable. And, you know, listen, I mean, I'd love to do something like that. I watched that Stanley Tucci show the other day.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best show.
I mean, hasn't he just got a wonderful voice?
Have you seen somebody feed Phil?
Yes.
That's my favourite show on TV at the moment.
I mean, listen, if I said to you, would you like to come to Italy and learn to live Italian, and we'll just, you know, we'll spend a week there and we'll travel the country, eat good food, meet beautiful people, celebrate moments, you go,
yeah.
Just think about that for a second. Yeah, I think
I'll have a bit of that. As long as they do worry about that Appe thing. No, I'll even take the Appe. Lauren, stick around 1 second. We're not quite finished yet. I've got to say hello, and you're very welcome, to Rachel and to Louise, who are with us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for finally getting to claim the prize that people wanted to keep as far away from you as possible. I'm so sorry for all that. Are you happy? Have you had a nice time?
Yes, lovely.
What did you do last night?
We went out for a few drinks.
Too many.
By the way, amazing people. Rachel is from Frinton-on-Sea in Essex and has been a paediatric occupational therapist for 7 years. Come on, round of applause for that, everyone. And Louise is from Thorpe the Circum, which is just a mile down the road, also in Essex on the coast, and is a registered manager for a home care business. Come on. Would you like to say hello to anybody while you're here? It's up to you.
Just family. I don't know if they'll be listening. But
hi, everyone.
When might they see you again?
Later on tonight.
Yeah. Maybe. Later on tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good for you. Thanks for being coming here, and I hope you're having a nice time.
Lovely, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. I'm going to talk about the rugby at the weekend. Ireland's favourites to win the Six Nations now. They have to be, don't they?
Yeah, they are. They are favourites. They're the number one side in the world. They're unbeaten in the Six Nations. Tough game they've got up in Murrayfield against Scotland, but you just think that they'll have enough. And then France obviously come to Twickenham, where they haven't won for 18 years. Can't quite believe that. They don't travel well, the French, do they? But they've only lost once in the last 18 months. And you know, England are up against it. They've dropped Owen Farrell, their captain. So that's big news, but it's exciting.
Are you going tomorrow?
I'm commentating tomorrow. So you can turn on ITV. You can turn the volume down if you don't like that.
No, but, you're the best, man.
It'd be good fun. I mean, I try. It's quite funny. You get nine odd million people watching. And obviously, you know, there's only 8.5 million that, you know, that probably don't watch rugby very often.
I'm one of them. And I honestly, I love the Six Nations. Yeah. It's my favourite thing to watch in sport. Yeah. But which is bizarre because I'm not that big a rugby fan. I love the commitment. Yeah. I love the cleverness. Yeah. I love the strategy. Yeah. You know, we were talking earlier on about Alex Horn, Rachel's husband. Yeah. He wrestled last week at the O2 in front of thousands of people for 1 minute and
49 seconds.
Right, and was genuinely
absolutely exhausted.
All jokes aside, exhausted. How you guys do that for 80 minutes? It's like being in a fight for 80 minutes and having to sprint every 5 seconds. I don't understand how you do it. I don't get how you do it. They talk about tennis players being really fit, cyclists being really fit, maybe rowers being the fittest people on the planet. Rugby players have got to be up there.
I think rugby, in whatever form it is like modern day gladiators. I mean, you know, literally entertain the crowd. Don't worry about what happens to you.
The gladiators had swords and shields. You don't even get those.
You might not. You might survive. You might not. It really is. That's what it feels like. And that's why it becomes, you know, almost quite emotional, and it's very, very big.
But massive respect between all the players. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's great fun. And listen, as you say, it's tribal. It celebrates difference. Rugby, you look on the field and there's, you know, it's an incredible sport. It's very inclusive, which is exactly as it should be. And everyone gets along.
And there's no car park like the Twickenham car park, is there?
Not quite, although, you know, I'm sure Dublin in a few weeks' time will be quite good fun as well.
Yeah, OK. I've never experienced the car park there. I've been to the games, but never experienced the car park. Thank you, Lawrence.
Pleasure. As always.
No, honestly, mate, when you come to the studio, it is an honour because you are an absolute legend. Thank you for coming to see us. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Vassos.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're very welcome.
Thank you to the team. Thank you to Rachel and Louise for being here. Have the best weekend literally ever.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.